Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Has called me to this passage, and I
everybody to the show tonight. We have a great show lined up. Dr. A is back in the house and she's got some awesome news for us. But before we get started, I just want to do what they call housekeeping notes, that things we say here are not meant to treat, diagnose, or cure any diseases. It is truly information that we can use and discuss with our healthcare professional And it's good information we can pass on and share. So without any further ado, Dr. A, welcome back. We've missed you so much, and I know you've got a lot of great information and news to share with us tonight, so we're not going to take up any more time, and let you go right on into it.
Well, thank you, Ida. Thank you for everyone that interrupted your busy schedule this evening to be on the call with us. I am just so elated with joy at all of the news, the good news and the reports that's happening, you know, in Canada and happening here in the U.S. as we continue to use this radio station to form a national and international call to action for people to begin to seriously take thought of what's going on in your house. Is your house making you sick? Is the radiation and the chemical convergence in your house, is that the reason why you're so fatigued in the morning? Or is that the reason why you just feel lifeless and without energy? The new information that we have brings it to one point. Yes, our houses are too toxic, and we're on this radio show this evening to do something about it. And I'm just so ecstatic that Elder David Lawrence Clark has snuck in on the line from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He is the Master of Ceremonies for the annual Leadership Award and Black History Achievement Award that will be convening at the Marriott Airport Hotel in Pittsburgh. And this year, in appreciation of clergy that work with people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, he is having a stellar event of celebration to recognize these people. And we are so elated that he advised us that we were the gold medal recipient this year. Team Meechi, all of you on this line that has been working with me in one capacity or another will be standing with us either in body or in spirit as we receive this award for our team. The award is given for environmental innovations, and Dr. Clark is just so gracious to have, and his committee to have considered us for such a prestigious award. And Dr. Clark, you know, I just want you to take a few minutes to give them the particulars of this event and how they can get tickets to attend. Go ahead.
Thank you kindly, Dr. A, for those remarks. I certainly appreciate you, honor you, and recognize the hand of God working through signs and wonders. And also to those who are on this particular event this evening. We, for the last 25 years or more, have been recognizing the unsung heroes in our community. Our community lack appreciation and respect. And until we, as a people, learn and hold on to our legacy, it will always be a problem. And so there is a body of believers who have come together as a committee auxiliary who receives recommendations from the community of persons who are making a difference to their job, to their family, and to their church, and for the most part, the community. And we, in turn, recognize that, inform them, and nominate them for the Black History Achievement Award. And this year, there have been many recommendations for clergy who have reached out to the drug and alcohol culture, population of people to transform broken men and women. And we are recognizing these particular leaders, our fivefold gifts to the church, because it was adopted in the House of Representatives and then Congress, Clergy Appreciation Month, Clergy Appreciation Week. And October is that month that we have decided to implement this in our particular celebration. And so we anticipate a glorious time, a wonderful experience where we would have the opportunity to show our appreciation to the fivefold gifts of God in the church, and especially those clergy who open up their doors for AA meetings, Narcotic Anonymous meetings, Overeating Eaters Anonymous, and Gamblers Anonymous, in many of the addicted forms. So we thank God for the privilege of recognizing and encouraging these particular leaders. That particular day, there will be a one-day recovery conference, and we will be empowering the clergy, or empowering counselors, parents, and youth, different alternative complementary therapies. There will be lectures on music therapy, art therapy, yoga therapy, spirituality therapy, and acupuncture therapy. These are the alternative complementary therapies that will be introduced to empower clergy leadership. And after that, we have another component of the conference where we have different private and public foundations will be there introducing steps that one should take for collective funding and for and developing resources to expand their particular mission to reach out to the drug and alcohol community. And so that evening at 7 o'clock, we'll be entertained by one of the high school orchestras, and then we have some instrumentalists coming forth, solos, and dance and drama will all be used to encourage clergy leadership October the 29th at the Pittsburgh Airport Marriott Hotel. So we thank God for this move of God, this transitioning, the changing of the guards. Most of the time, churches open up their doors to conventional, traditional 12-step approaches. But now we're believing that God's going to give opportunity for other alternative complementary therapies. So it's a new thing, and God is doing a new thing in the earth. And I'm so glad to be a vessel to bring forth this transition in the church to help those who are struggling with this diabolical addiction. So we thank Dr. A for her sensitivity and for her skill, wisdom, and we appreciate her so much. Down through the years, she has really been inspirational to our community. And so we are going to recognize her and her particular guests. So those who are under the sound of my voice, you all are invited to come and be with us at the Pittsburgh Marriott Airport Hotel.
Well,
Dr. A?
You. I'm here, sir.
Did and I miss anything?
I was just listening and intrigued by the whole program, how elaborate it is, and I've been attending your leadership conferences for now for going on, let's see, almost 10 years.
Yes.
It's excellent. I mean, you are, as they say, excellent soul. But always, I'm always amazed at the contributions people have made that you celebrated. And certainly we're humbled because you are into technology transfer and you're into all of those technology competitions. And we were so humbled when you contacted us to make us aware of the fact you wanted to honor us with this Gold Medal Award for engineering innovations for our program, the Eco-Energy Healthy Smart Home that's been represented at Columbia University in New York. And we're certainly honored with the people on the line that I haven't even contacted. They're part of that celebration. Rod and Marla from Canada, don't even know that they're going to seem to receive an award. At the last minute, and I didn't get a chance to tell them, neither does Ida and Nathaniel. You know, everything that's happened in this last 3 months has been so sensational and miraculous that I look at the dots that connected. You know, it was the Canadian team that kept hope alive when we thought all hope was gone, especially Mario and Bob that continued to encourage me. Came out of South Carolina and Ida out of the longevity family and said, we have to give power to this voice. Let's get it on the mic. And so now the voice has become ever reaching. I still can't get over how somebody took this testimony of this child of Miss Destiny who's stopping 600 seizures. And the update on her is that she remains seizure free. And she's gone from being a C student to an A student. Her mom sent me her report card, and my mouth is still open, how she be sitting wearing her balancers. She was never able to take an exam in 17 years. Since she's been wearing her balancers, she's been able to finish her test at school, and her grades have gone from C's to A's, and she's just, it's just miraculous. She has an emergency metal battery package in the principal's office at the school. In case one of them falls off, then she has an emergency backup packet. I think that's so phenomenal. And I'm so glad to be back online at the clock. We're so humbled to be honored to get this award, the whole team. You know, I know you want to extend it to me, but I stand on the shoulders of so many wonderful people who love and who labor with me with this work that, you know, I just can't say that Meetsy Health and all that we've done is because I am. It is because we are and we are family. And it's because we understand that 95% of this cancer is coming from what's indoors. And every time we win for one family, we have the potential to win for that whole block and all the organizations and churches that they're connected to. And I want to take time to put a pin in that because campaign is now stirring up the soul of the worship houses of worship across America and across Canada. And there's the Healthy Churches 2020 Conference. We are excited about the people that are attending. We are on the list of potential speakers And certainly we're going to be a vendor there. We've partnered with the North Carolina team, the naturopath in North Carolina, Mr. Gagan Hunter. Gagan, are you on the line tonight? It has been fabulous. I did a tour in Raleigh and one in Charlotte the last couple of weeks. We spoke in Raleigh to a crowd with the celebrity stylist down there, Tim Johnson. I'm giving a shout-out to him and his lovely wife, Alnita. They graciously hosted us at the Hampton Inn Hotel to, you know, a crowd that was so excited to engage the technology and to see the demonstrations, and they were so blown away at how quickly homes can be retrofitted using this nanotechnology for electrical systems. And they're putting it in their salon down there. We're so excited about that. And they were gracious. They wanted to be trained immediately. And so Destiny's pediatric physician, her primary care doctor, came out also for the training, and he's so excited about the technology and the implications it has for health. And we have already formed kind of a think tank of physicians in that area that are strategizing of how we can best service the community there. We are so excited about what's happening in North Carolina. And Destiny's mom's Angel, I was joking with her yesterday, and I said, you know, when I come back down there, we're going to go to Destiny's doctor's office because I want to see that your blood is red, because I believe your blood is gold. And the reason why your name is Angel, because you really are an angel. She has been phenomenal in just putting things together, and she happens to just be an app developer and got this app put together for us. For those of you that have a software that supports, when you opened up your invitation for tonight's radio show, there's an app at the bottom of the page that you can see the future. The future is that you're going to be able to download this app for $1, and in that app you're going to find all the research you need that supports what we're trying to do. You're going to be able to buy products on there. You're going to be able to get discounts on there. You're going to be able to use your longevity identification code on there. We know our nanobio balancer didn't make the cut there, but we're excited about a comeback, and we're excited about having the nanobio balancer to soon to be sold through the Apple store and through that Apple app. You can download, you'll be able to download our app through the Apple store, and then from there you'll be able to use your longevity discounts to get your longevity identification number to get discounts on select products. We're excited. We're going to network with everybody that's helped us this far. We want to be a celebration and a blessing. I'm going to shut up because there's so many testimonies to share, and I don't want to share all that I have. If there's somebody on the line that has a burning testimony, press 1 and let's hear what you want to talk about. Is anybody on the line who wants to share?
Dr. Lolly.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Remember this woman that has the amyotrophic lateral sclerosis in nearby where I live?
Uh-huh.
According to what you were saying to do to her, she had to increase lately her medication because of her disease, and mm-hmm. she said she had to take a double pill or now, and it gives her a hell of a headache. Eh?
My
and
goodness!
When she actually used the light and the flat battery, the bioharmonizer on her forehead, it disappears. You know, this headache right away.
Wow.
So that woman continues to use the light, the LED light, and the bioharmonizers on these three points that you mentioned about for her. And she's pleased with that. As a matter of fact, she says it gives her some kind of a warmth, you know. It makes her feel warm, you know.
Like a hug.
So I'm keeping up with this case, and she's really optimistic about her conditions, even though she has this malady that actually the doctors are condemning her to live 3 to 5 years. Could you imagine?
Ooh. Wow.
3 to 5 years, and they're even preparing, in such a fashion where now you should be doing this because of your disease or your malady there.
Wow.
But
she
doesn't want to leave it at that, you know. She is going to prove the medical system wrong about it.
Wow.
Anyway,
Did you say she's going to prove the medical system protocol is going in the wrong direction?
No, she's actually behaving in such a way that the way she was saying that it was told to her, it was really, really highly depressing, you know, because there is no way out, you know. Don't do anything. There is no way out, eh? And she's just not going to leave it at that. It's her choice, and she wants to use any means possible to maintain a best condition as possible.
Right.
Wow.
Interesting.
Mario, how close
very,
is the
very
Delta?
Exciting hope.
What was that, Rod?
Go ahead, Rob.
How close? Talk about the cell phone tower near her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, as I was driving to her place in the country, I thought, you know, like, I'll try to spot some of these cell towers around. Gee, I didn't need to, eh? I didn't find any except maybe 150 yards away from a step door, doorsteps. So there is a big cell tower which has two distributors on it, you know, big ones, Rogers and Videotron, eh? No, the home is harmonized. And the woman is harmonized, and the smart meter is harmonized, and I guess that this, to begin with, is... there was one question I wanted to ask you, Dr. A. Should I evaluate if there is radon in that area?
Absolutely, you should. I tell people whether they say you have no radon or not. Radon is one of those things, it's one of those measurements you have to know. And the Office of the Surgeon General in the United States advises that you should check for radon twice a year, once in the summertime when it's hot and you're using air conditioning and your windows are closed, and then in the dead of the winter, like in January. In fact, January is a national radon testing month. Why? Because when it's cold, radon contracts. And then it comes from the outside, it's in a condensed, contracted state. Then when it gets in your house, it's highly concentrated in that state, and then it releases. So the hypothesis is that radon is actually has the potential to be more deadly in the winter than in the summer. And I believe that because the Governor Strickland in 2008 put out a press release that because of the radon's interaction with industrial chemicals, there would be masses of people that would have heart failure and lung disease. And so I tell everybody now, I don't care what your radon map is, you need to know what that radon level is in your house. And if your furnace is in the basement, you need to measure the radon concentration on every level of your home, because potentially your furnace can pick up the radon gas from the basement and throw it throughout the house. And so that's why we had a woman in a $600,000 house. She had a high radon level in the basement. And when she turned on the furnace, that radon was circulating in the house. The levels in the basement were like 10.2. The recommended level of the World Health Organization is below 2.7, and of the Food and Drug Administration in the United States, it's below 4.0. Well, her basement was 10.2, and lo and behold, I said, you need to do the bedrooms in the house. and every bedroom was above 5.0. So, you know, I recommended that she get a radon mitigator in her home because it's critical. Radon, we know, causes all kinds of cancers now.
I had a question regarding this radon and the pollution, electromagnetic pollution in a particular house. Would that exist, a chart that would actually take in consideration both together in order to see or to reveal the sanity or the extreme danger that you're with in your home? Let's say, like, if you have 2.0 radon and you have 1,800 millivolt or whatever, milligauss, is there a chart, a cross-reference chart that exists on that?
There's not a cross-reference chart that I am aware of. However, there are there's some articles that I've reviewed that basically allude to this fact, that EMF is like fire, it's like invisible fire, and it works to increase the potential of any chemical or any conductive material and any gas. When you put something into the electric socket, it's the EMF radiation that increases the potential, and that potential translates into energy that we use to, you know, run our appliances, et cetera. And because EMF has the potential to increase molecular activity, the hypothesis is that EMF radiation will increase the potential of radioactive gas and make the assault of that gas more. And you'd have to go to a laboratory that had instruments to quantify those measurements to really see how that plays out. But yes, EMF, high EMF radiation can increase the assault of, or has the potential to increase the assault of radon gas.
The Bedore test, would the Bedore test reveal something about the mixture of both present in your home?
The way you can do Bedore testing is with that, the potential of the air quality and the gas quality. You could actually take a glass jar, like a mason jar.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is just do a figure eight with that jar, get some air samples in that jar, and then immediately put the cap on it. And you can hold that jar and see if the energetics of air and chemical and radiation in that home create imbalance. I did that. I had a lady's home that we went to survey, and I was concerned about radon and hydrogen sulfide because you could smell rotten eggs in her house and you could smell rotten eggs on the outside. Usually, if you can smell rotten eggs and the house is close to a sewage, then, you know, that's an indicator that the hydrogen sulfide concentration is higher than 50 parts per million. And so in that area, when I looked at the radon map, she was in a radiation zone 1. So we just did a figure 8 with a glass jar, got some air sample, and had her hold it, and I was totally blown away at how quickly she became imbalanced. So, you know, your thinking is right on, Mario. And what you're hypothesizing is it has strong validity to it. In terms of quantifying instruments, you'd have to get a radon. You can get a radon digital sensor, and, you know, you can get use your milligauss or your Gram Scepter machine to quantify what the EMF interference and convergence is and take it from there.
Okay. And I could also use the Bedore test to figure
Absolutely
out what the interference on the Wi-Fi or this tower that has on the people living near or in that house.
Absolutely you can.
Okay.
Absolutely you can.
A radon meter, we can buy it on the net or a home hardware store.
There's a very good one out called, I think it's called Pro 3. Just Google digital radon tester. They're very good. And the company, even though most states will not license them, and they, you know, the rationale is that they may put the main company out of business, you know. So, but they are just as effective in quantifying the level of radon in your home, generally in about 48 hours.
Well, what is about 48 hours?
Yes.
What is
rather than you waiting 6 to 8 weeks to get the measurement, it gives you the measurement in about 48 hours.
Oh, so when you take the reading, it will only give you the result 48 hours later?
Oh, yes, because it has to quantify. It has to take a gas sample, and it takes it about 48 hours to quantify that gas sample.
Oh, the meter? Is the meter that does that?
Yeah, the meter. It's not a plug-in and plug-out. No, you have to leave a radon meter in for at least a minimum of 48 to 72 hours.
Oh, so you leave the meter there, and then you take the readout after that time.
Yeah, you have to come back. It will beep and set off an alarm when it has enough gas sample.
Great. Great. Thank you. Thank you for your answers.
Absolutely. Is there anybody else that has anything they want to share? Well, if not, I want to give you an update on what's happening in Washington, D.C., as we shared 2 weeks ago. Ms. Destiny's testimony hit the nation's capital, and we were all on Radio 1. I want to give a shout-out to Kathy Hughes. I thank her for her vision of Radio 1 and Radio 1 WOL station in the heart of Capitol Hill. Was one of the first radio stations that she had. And from this radio broadcast, from the shoulders and the strength of Nathaniel Hill and Ida Morris, from their shoulders, the voice reached all the way to Washington, D.C. We were on that show and shared. And while we were sharing the miracle of destiny's testimony, there was a mother listening in intensive care at one of the children's hospitals. Her daughter was seizing. She was having so many seizures, they couldn't stop the seizures. They could only slow them down. And she heard the naturopath, Gagan Hunter, who was on the show with us. And she immediately called the show, the radio station, after we were off the air, got our contact information. She heard that he was going to be in Washington, D.C., and she invited him to go either past the hospital or past her home. I think the child may have been home. And he evaluated the child and got the child some technology to wear. And it was miraculous. Her family testified that her face was asymmetrical. She was kind of listless and lifeless, and she had like a quadriplegic function, meaning that she couldn't move her arms or legs. And they thought that the child needed 3, but her parents had taken the training with me almost the next day or a couple days after the radio show, and then the naturopath came maybe 5 days later. I think the show's on Monday. I think the child was discharged on Friday. The naturopath came to their home on Sunday. That's how the story was. And so within 72 hours, by Wednesday, they said the child's fingers began to move and her arms, her wrists began to move. Within a week of being in the technology, she had form and muscle tone forming in her hands, and her face, which had been asymmetrical, became symmetrical. And we are just so ecstatic. And, of course, what we anticipated happened, and that is she has been seizure-free. Seizure-free since she started with the technology. So her mom says that she had us to come out and custom build a system for the apartment. And she said, since the child is in constant energy waves now, it's almost as if her whole being has awakened. She said she's starting to make sounds that sound more phonetic, like words. And it's just amazing. It's like she says her body just woke up. So we're excited about the future, what the future has for her, and we are excited about what God is doing in our life. And so I don't want to keep everybody on the phone. I want to keep you excited about the app. If you cannot see the app, I'm going to send everybody out a link where you'll be able to download it in its preliminary stages as we get ready for a world launch. On the first day of launch, you'll be able to download it for free. It's only a dollar. That dollar goes to the research to help us find a way to do life better, find a way to continue to improve this technology for indoor management of toxins, and find a way so we can become the solver. We may have to change this radio station to the Solver Radio. We are solving the problems that are in our communities and in our families, because the ultimate goal of this whole quest, the ultimate goal of our meeting and gathering on this radio station tonight, is to celebrate one another, celebrate the health we have, and to become angels, angels that empower our community with light and with education, and angels that are the solver. We are the solvers of problems with indoor toxins, and we are making a difference because we care and because we are family. I want to say goodnight to everybody. You can unmute yourself. Say goodnight. Say where you're from. I want everyone to have an amazing week, and remember, the wealth is in what you say. The wealth is in the words of your mouth. So speak wealth so that we can bring health to our community and the families that we love. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night,
Doctor.
Good night.
Night.
Good night. Thanks again for being on the line. Nathan, I love you. Ida, I love and celebrate you. Ella Clark, you're amazing. Rod, you are my champion. Mario, you are my hero. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Bye, Ida.
Good night, Mom.
He's alive.